Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Do you remember in the fall the story of this hungry brown bear who was romping around the Los Angeles foothills town of Glendale searching for food? Well, Meatball, as he came to be known, after being relocated twice deep into the Los Angeles National Forest, finally was humanely trapped and is residing in a sanctuary in Southern California, east of San Diego. Well, how is Meatball doing, and what's involved in taking in a new, very curious bear anyway? Later in the hour, we'll be speaking with Bobby Brink, founder and director of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, a sanctuary for big cats and other wild animals, and get a Meatball update and more. Also, Peter will have some animal news items, including the latest on the horse meat found in the food supplies throughout Europe. But first, I'm very pleased to welcome National Geographic author, novelist, and animal activist Brenda Pedersen to the show. For years, Brenda's been following, investigating, and writing about the impact of humans' activities in whales and other sea creatures, and particularly about the noise generated by ships, Navy testing, and exploration. In 1995, she first helped break the story in a Seattle Times article titled War Games in a Whale Nursery. Remarkably, Brenda is also an award-winning novelist with 17 books to her credit. Welcome to the program, Brenda.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Brenda, many of us have a vague understanding that the sounds produced by the military in the oceans is somehow harmful to whales and perhaps dolphins, but I thought we'd start by having you explain exactly what the main sources of the problems are and how the animals' behavior and health are harmed.
That's a wonderful question, and for many, many years, this sonar was so much out of hearing and out of sight that people didn't really understand that. But since 1995, there have been quite a few strandings, and the whales and dolphins have washed up on shore, and they have found that they have had ruptured eardrums and hemorrhages in their lungs and their brains. And this is because the vibrations, all of life is light and sound vibrations. So when you think about the fact that sound vibrations carry very far through the oceans, for example, a blue whale can vocalize and be heard 1,000 miles through those deep underwater chasms on the other side of the world. So when you have the kind of testing that the military has been doing with their sonar, their low-frequency and their mid-frequency sonar, it's like a kind of metallic shrieking, pinging noise that's almost unbearable. In fact, if you even listen to it on the radio, if you're underwater and you have no noise-canceling headphones or no hands to put over your ears, those kinds of vibrations at 235 decibels cause death, because the vibrations are like a pressure wave, an acoustic bomb that goes off and it ruptures the tissue, the living tissue, and often shatters the ear bone. So that's what's going on underwater, what whale researcher Ken Balcom calls an acoustic holocaust.
Wow. And I think we have a clip of that sound. Can we hear that?
It sounds like... At 234 decibels, which is the highest level, all living tissue ruptures. So it's like a bomb going off from the inside out. And what happens is that these animals rush out of the water to escape this hideous...
Okay, that's good, John. Thank you. Yeah, that's really intense. I can't imagine. So, Brenda, are mass strandings caused by the actions of the military?
Yes, there's now documentation. When I first started covering this, and I wrote about it in the Seattle Times, as you mentioned, there wasn't a lot of documentation. There was suspicions about a mass stranding in Greece and the Canary Islands. And then what happened almost on his turf, orca researcher who goes also to study in the Bahamas, Ken Balcom, from the Center for Whale Research, noticed a stranding taking place simultaneously with the sonar blast off the coast of the Bahamas. And it took a long time and a lot of autopsies on animals and a lot of political you know, kind of trying to hide it until the Navy actually took responsibility for that Bahamas stranding in 2000. Since then, there's been a 2003 stranding here in the Pacific Northwest where I live. There's been a stranding off of Peru that many people think is related to the sonar. There's been a stranding off of North Carolina. The strandings just keep multiplying as the Navy keeps intensifying its sonar in the waters.
And how does that happen?
Well, what happens is that the Navy has had a huge defense budget, and they have been able pretty much in this post-terrorism age to do whatever they want with the weapon that they have. But imagine this. Imagine if after Nagasaki or Hiroshima, which we were able to visibly see that nuclear holocaust, what if all the militaries in the world, especially in the U.S., said, we're just going to keep testing because we can, because we have the technology and nobody's stopping us and everyone's so afraid of terrorism or submarines that we can just do this with arrogance and impunity, no matter the environmental impact. And pretty much in 2008, the Supreme Court, after a lawsuit was brought against the Navy, went ahead and said, Justice Roberts basically said, you know, our human survival is more important than what's going on in the environment, so the Navy can keep doing this. Now what's happened is that after 5 years of this increased testing, the Navy asked for a new permit for 2014 to 2019 to take 33 million whales and dolphins and seals in their expanded testing along the East Coast and along the West Coast of our country. And the National Marine Fisheries Service has given the green light for this acoustic holocaust to continue. So what's happening now is that we actually have a chance to stop and limit this until March 11th by signing petitions, by going to Natural Resources Defense Council and Earth Justice and some of the Indian tribes who have filed a lawsuit to hold NIMFS accountable for this green light and to tell them to rescind it and to limit the sonar. So all of your listeners out there can actually help stop and limit this really terrible, terrible technology.
Brenda, can you explain how the sonar actually causes death and this mass strandings?
Okay, so you know that sound, if you stand next to a rock concert and you stand next to the speakers and you put your hands up on that speaker and it vibrates, ba-boom, 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 right? And you can feel it in your hands. And remember, our bones are hollow. So that vibration goes up through your body. And that's maybe at about a rock concert, maybe at the highest, it's 120 decibels. So imagine that magnified to 235 decibels, which is when tissue, ear bones shatter, tissue hemorrhages, lungs rupture, and that's what happens when you have vibrations at that level. And that level is what the Navy is testing.
I see. Brenda, what trends have you seen over the years of covering this issue as we learn more about how these sea mammals communicate?
When I first broke this story, there were very few people who were aware of it, and when I would tell people, they were shocked. Now, because of the mass strandings and because there's been much more coverage, New York Times, Scientific American, National Geographic, PBS, and a lot of the big environmental organizations have made this one of their causes, there's a lot more information. But still, everywhere I go, and when I talk about this, I would say that 85% of the audience does not know that it is happening. And that's because it's underwater and out of our, you know, if we're living in Kansas, we don't think about the oceans, perhaps. Even those of us who live here right on the water, sometimes we don't think about what's going on underwater. So imagine this. Imagine if the Army said, you know, we've got this ultrasonic weapon or this kind of acoustic bomb, and we're going to test it in all the forests of the world. And there's going to be 33 million animals who are going to drop out of the trees and drop dead, horses, cats, dogs, cows, you know, wolves, whales. They're all going to kind of drop dead because of this acoustic weapon that we're testing. Do you think for 1 minute that humans who live on land would allow this to happen? We would never
right.
allow it in yeah. our homes, in our cities. So
very good. Brenda, we got to take a break. We're speaking to Brenda Pedersen about the devastating effects sonar has on our sea mammals and our oceans. Don't go away. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories, many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where
Walmart
is a friend.
Where low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal. Like your play Greek yogurt.
Back in the saddle again.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Brenda Peterson. Brenda, I know you wanted to add a little more about how the whales are being killed by the sonar. You mentioned earlier about the acoustic holocaust and how it hurts the eardrums. How are they actually killed?
Yes, along with the vibrations that can rupture tissue and tear it and shatter ear bones, one of the main things scientists have discovered is that when this noise is let out underwater, the whales and dolphins are so terrified that they try to escape it. And what they do is they rise up to the surface of the water way too quickly, and they get the bends, which is decompression sickness. So any of you out there listening who have been divers, scuba divers, you know that when you ascend to the surface, you have to do so very carefully. But if you were terrified and trying to escape a hideous, you know, painful noise, you might rush to the surface, and then you would get the bends, and you would die. So that's another really horrible way that the whales and dolphins are suffering from this sonar.
Thank you for clarifying that. Many people, laypersons, scientists, legislators, are aware of the discoveries. Dolphins call each other by name and self-aware. What effect, Brenda, does that knowledge have on the discussion of how to conduct testing?
That's a wonderful question. As we become more aware that we are not the only sentient, intelligent creatures in the universe, and that there are other self-aware species, such as dolphins, who can recognize themselves in mirrors, who call each other by name, who have sophisticated family systems called pods. And these whales pass down lullabies that are so complex, we haven't been able to even decipher them. And dolphins communicate with each other individually. That means that one dolphin will call the other and say, "Hey, Lori, how you doing today?" And the other will say, "I'm doing fine." And they can recognize each other by these names. Now, one of the things that happened when we saw that the great apes, who are also self-aware, could use sign language, like Coco, who could actually sign her emotions about wanting a kitten or expressing her grief over the death of that kitten. Suddenly everyone went, "Oh my goodness, these creatures are talking." Well, whales and dolphins have huge brains. They're much more complex than human brains, and they are talking animals. So what do you do when you have an ethical situation about treating these animals like they're just so much collateral damage, you know, like they're just nothing? It's such a sign of immaturity and just ignorance on our species' part, because these animals have so much to teach us. I've been underwater with wild dolphins for 20 years, and I've watched them and I've heard them, and they are, to me, the most extraordinary minds in the waters. And they have so much to teach us if we could just quit killing them.
Yeah, it's really a tragedy what's happening here. Brenda, can you discuss other sources of ocean noise caused by human activity, such as ships and oil exploration? And what are the issues there?
Well, everyone knows that there's been a lot of noise pollution in the waters for a long time, but now there's been a lot of seismic testing, which means that they set off an explosive to use it to kind of geologically track where an oil reserve might be or natural gas. And we have to do sonar. We have to do all of this acoustic equipment underwater because we can't see it. So these are also of great concern and have caused deaths. And sometimes when you look at the sonar situation, you just have seen the most visible. When you keep going down, National Geographic has done this, PBS has done this with scientists who are looking at seismic explosions. You also see that there is great damage being done by those as we keep seeking out these fossil fuels and these natural resources that we need to survive. So basically the question to all of us is human survival not linked to the survival of any other species? Can we really destroy other species and think that we will survive? I think everything is connected. I'm sure your audience, being animal people, they know that. So if you only protect one species, which is humans, and you destroy the ocean or you destroy what the life support that we need to survive, you've basically ruined our home. So I always say, when you save a whale, you save a human too.
Yeah, well stated. Brenda, what, if anything, is industry or governments doing to address these issues?
Well, they could do a lot more, which is why there's a lot of petitions out right now. National Marine Fisheries Service is supposed to protect the fisheries and, you know, the underwater world, which is why when they just went ahead and gave the Navy 5 more years of expanded and increased sonar with these 31 million times more deaths, there's a huge outcry. And on my website, and maybe perhaps on your website, there is a petition that can be signed, because until March 11th, public comment is encouraged. I did a Huffington Post called Killing with Sound, What Happens When the Whale Stops Singing. It's on my website. It's on the Huffington Post. There's a lot of response to that. And there's 23 primary sources and links in that article, including video and audio, that your listeners can go and research. And there's many ways they can get involved. Even if they just give 5 minutes to this issue, they can help save a life.
Okay, please tell my listeners your website.
My website is www.brendapetersonbooks.com.
Brenda, you are a very active novelist in addition to everything else you do in support of animals. What's your latest book?
My latest book is called The Drowning World. And you see, one thing I've learned from all this time doing both nonfiction and novels is that when you just listen to the scientists give the facts, say about sonar or global warming, you don't have the story that lets us see those facts come to life. So both in Animal Heart, which is my Sierra Club novel that takes on the sonar issue and shows people who rise up out of compassion for other animals to actually stop the sonar. And I think if it can happen in our stories and our imagination, we can't be far behind. And my new novel, The Drowning World, I wrote as a young adult crossover fantasy set in the future, when global warming and climate change has brought about rising seas. And because I've studied dolphins for so long, my shapeshifters and time travelers in this new novel are half dolphin and half human, because I wanted people to imagine what I've had the great privilege of experiencing, which is how it is to live in an underwater alternate universe and how it would be to shapeshift into having your own tail flukes and having this acoustic world. So it's a really fun and I think highly imaginative novel that also shows science and cutting-edge science and the technology of the future, but is also really a fun love story and a good read.
Brenda Peterson, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lori, and thank your audience for listening.
Okay, don't go away. We're going to speak to the founder and director of a sanctuary in Southern California called Lions, Tigers, and Bears. It's a sanctuary for big cats and other wild animals. We're going to learn the great things they're doing there.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T enhanced push-to-talk service.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
GMC Certified Service, this is Dennis.
Yeah, this is Rob. I need you to look over my GMC Terrain.
You sound like a 50,000-mile man, Rob.
51, actually.
51,163, am I right?
Impressive.
That's what we do, Rob. And the answer to your question is yes.
Pardon?
Yes, we'll check your suspension for you, no problem.
And you'll also look
definitely at my... that and the brakes.
Professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC Certified Service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Tax and other services including turning or replacing rotors are extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I am now pleased to welcome Bobby Brink from Lions, Tigers, and Bears in Alpine, California. The rescue and sanctuary is the new home of Meatball, the bear from Los Angeles, who reportedly liked to go after frozen meatballs. Welcome to the program, Bobby.
Thank you, Dr. Laurie. Thanks for having me.
Bobby, tell us about Meatball, the bear, and how he came to be located at Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Well, this is something, you know, for the public that's really important to know is why it's important not to feed wild animals and to interact with them. So Meatball was just coming down from the mountains, and he happened to find the Tuesday trash day. and just learned how to go through people's trash to get food instead of getting food out of the wild. So they actually relocated him two times over 200 miles away from the same neighborhoods, and both times he came back. So they had actually called me to take him, and at the time I couldn't take him, and then they called me and asked me if I would hold him for another sanctuary. So, of course, I said yes. And then he ended up here, and that sanctuary couldn't never get their permits. So needless to say, we are raising funds for his habitat and building him a lifetime home here at Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
That's wonderful, and you just gave me and my listeners a great lesson not to feed the wildlife. So tell us about Lions, Tigers, and Bears, and how did it get started?
Well, I started Lions, Tigers, and Bears a little over 10 years ago myself. I've been working with exotics since 1990, and you just witness just the horrific conditions that these animals actually live in. So I started Lions, Tigers, and Bears, and we're a GFAS-accredited sanctuary. We're also accredited by American Sanctuary Association, and we're Better Business Bureau Sanctuary. And what we do is rescue, provide a lifetime home, and then, of course, education. And we don't buy, breed, sell, or trade animals. That's what a true sanctuary is.
So where do the animals come from, and which animals are there?
Well, we have 55 rescued animals here, 17 different species that have come from all parts of the country, from Louisiana, Ohio, Texas. It just depends on their circumstances, a lot of times from failing unaccredited sanctuaries or private homes.
So they were once people's pets, possibly.
Exactly. A lot of these animals start out as people's pets or left over from photo ops or things where people think they're going to make money off the exotics. And, you know, once it's 2 months old, they can't use it to make money anymore, and so they're dumped.
Or from zoos or sanctuaries that just don't want to keep them anymore? Or?
Right, or like a lot of sanctuaries, they get in over their head, and a lot of sanctuaries say they're a sanctuary, but they're not a true sanctuary. That's why I always tell people, please choose the accredited sanctuary. There's a reason for the accreditation, because a lot of sanctuaries, they're breeding animals, and they're using the babies to do photo ops, and so they actually end up being the cause of the problem instead of trying to fix the problem.
Yeah, very, very good point. Bobby, do the animals at your sanctuary tend to be there indefinitely and live their lives out there? Are any of them able to be released into the wild?
No, any animal that could be released in the wild would never come here. We only take animals that absolutely can't go back into the wild, or they've been, you know, just abused so bad or abandoned or compensated. So a lot of our animals,
Bobby,
here, they had a really rough start in life, and, you know, luckily they're here and they get to finish out their life, you know, with dignity.
Right. How big is the problem of illegal breeding and sales of big cats in the U.S.?
It's second to drugs and weapons in our country. It's over an $18 billion a year industry, and this is the biggest thing that the public doesn't know and doesn't understand, because, you know, most people think all these animals live the happy life at our zoos, you know, our AZA zoos. And once these animals come out of our AZA zoo system, they're no longer part of the species survival plan. So when you see places that are not an AZA zoo and they're saying that they're practicing conservation, it's not true. Because once a tiger comes out of the AZA zoo, it no longer falls under the SSP plan. So really, in all honesty, it shouldn't be being bred outside of the zoos. So these, you know, unaccredited sanctuaries and breeders, they just only breed for a profit.
Yeah. You have a very nice educational program. What do you offer, and who can visit you?
Anybody can visit. We offer memberships, which is how we raise our donorship. So you can become a member for a day, or you could become up to a lifetime member, depending on what you would like your donation to be. So we do visits for members of the day, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays normally. And then you can also come out and feed our animals. You can come out and volunteer. You can have events out here like weddings. We do a lot of weddings and parties and corporate events to raise funds. We have educational visits for like Boy Scouts, Girl Scout troops, lots of school groups. Anything we'll do out here that helps us, you know, to raise money for the animals.
Bobby, there's legislation winding its way through Congress, the Big Cats and Public Safety Protection Act. What would this law do, and how are you involved with it?
Well, the legislation would help us to prohibit the individuals that I was talking about from breeding the animals. So it will help us to get the animals living in better conditions, and the violators could, you know, finally face fines, because right now if they're committing animal abuse, there's no fines. And we actually have to get the owners to release the animals to us. We can't just go in and take them, no matter how badly they're being abused. So it would help with that. It would stop the unnecessary breeding. We could help thousands of animals if we could get this through.
You have a big event coming up May 4th, 2013, called Wild in the Country, and information about that is on your website. Tell us your website address.
It's lionstigersandbears.org. And Lions, Tigers, and Bears is plural, and is spelled out, .org. And this
Very
event,
good.
It helps us raise about 15% of our operating costs for the year. It's a great family day. It's a lot of fun. It's entertainment, auction items, both silent and live, great food. It's just a good, fun family day.
And any last messages you want to tell my listeners?
Please support the accredited sanctuaries. Look for the accredited sanctuaries. And if you'd like to help us to get the bill through, you can get on our website, and it'll help you write letters to your officials, to your members, that will help us to get the bill through.
Very good. Bobbi Brink from Lions, Tigers, and Bears, thanks for all the good work you, the team, and the volunteers are doing, and for telling us about it today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lori. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your work. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
You know, we should go visit them. They're pretty close to where we are.
Yeah, let's go. We can put our mermaid suits on and swim on over there.
I know, really.
You know, I've got a nice collection of very old animals that I need to share with you.
Okay.
And have you, because this was new to me, I had never heard of the immortal jellyfish. Do you know what that is?
No.
So there is this jellyfish that can undergo this transformation. Technically, it's called transdifferentiation. It goes back into its earliest stage of life and then starts growing again and then just keeps on going and going, just like reverts.
Wow.
Lives can live, in theory, forever, as far as we can tell. That's probably the oldest animal around. Did you know, never heard of that?
No.
Okay.
How did you learn?
I read.
Okay.
The bowhead whale, the oldest whale, has been proven to be 211 years old. That's pretty old. And the gooey duck, spelled G-E-O-D-U-C-K, I learned how to pronounce that today. Do you know what that is?
Gooey duck. No.
It is a clam. They can be 168 years old. Okay. And
you could have at least given me a multiple choice question there.
Okay. How old is the oldest giant tortoise ever to live?
150 years.
That's pretty old, but there was one 255 years old, believe it or not.
Wow.
Imagine what it was like 255 years ago, you know? There is another primitive reptile in New Zealand, the Tautara. I think that's how you say it. T-A-U-T-A-R-A, and they can often live to be 100. They're like their own little branch of the evolutionary tree, really not closely related to any other reptiles. And then, of course, you should remember the wonderful American lobster named George. Do you remember that story?
I do.
I think we even talked about him in one of our earlier shows in 2008. He was a huge, I think, 100-pound lobster or something like that. He was found to be about 140 years old.
Until humans caught him and ate him.
They did not eat him, but some wanted to, but ultimately enough pressure was placed upon the restaurant that had him in his tank, in their tank, and they released him off-sea.
How did they determine a lobster is 140 years old?
Yeah, I don't know how you... It doesn't have rings or anything. I don't know how do you decide.
That's a pretty good question, isn't it? You should say that's a very good question, Lori.
Good question.
Okay, don't go away. Do you have more news items for us, I hope?
You bet we do.
Okay, thank you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. it can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical
condition.
And that there are different ways to get help,
of the business
including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds.
Of the business
but it can't.
Radio network.
Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to the show, Peter. How's it going?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
I am good. We have more stories to tell us.
And I'll tell you, at a recent TED conference, you know those amazing TED conferences.
Love those.
Forward-thinking leaders.
Yeah.
Thought leaders, whatever you call those people. They get out there. Well, one visionary, the guy Vint Cerf, he is acknowledged to be the father of the Internet. He teamed up with folks like Peter Gabriel, the musician, a physicist named Neil Gershenfeld, and a psychologist, Diana Reese, and they are proposing an interspecies internet mechanism platform to permit greater communication between human and non-human animals.
Okay,
and
tell me
think
more.
It's the time to utilize technology and to exploit technology to try to connect greater with other species, and that the time is now. Some work has been done toward this, but they think we're just at the tip of the iceberg. For instance, you know, we can use iPads, at least they've been doing so in Miami, to talk to orangutans.
Hmm.
They can't really vocalize in a way that we can understand, but you can train them. So that is going to allow us, hopefully, to communicate better with extraterrestrials if and when they make their appearance.
Hmm.
So they can, when they come, you'll be able to tell them, eat that person, don't eat me or something like that, you know. But everyone's excited about the ability to communicate more specifically and broadly with our other fellow creatures.
Sounds like a little Twilight Zone.
Yeah, but it's a sort of classical dream. It's like a Dr. Doolittle on technology.
I know, I like it.
Yeah,
and when you
consider what the not only the amount of high intelligence of, say, the sea mammals like we were talking about earlier, but how it's a different type of intelligence. It would be really great to be able to explore how they think.
Right? Sure would.
Yeah. Well, it should be an exciting time if we can see it. More studies about autism and animals. It seems like every couple of months there's a new study talking about the positive benefits that kids with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, get from being around animals.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I'm generally favorable on this sort of research. It does involve taking, in this latest study from Australia, some guinea pigs, and they basically have got the kid in the presence of a couple of guinea pigs, and then they tend to demonstrate more social behaviors like talking or looking at faces and contact compared to when sort of stuffed animals are around. So just being around the live animal sort of
helps
changes
the kids.
Something. Yeah.
Okay.
The live animal, what are they?
Any
doing?
Animals being harmed in this experimentation?
Not that I'm aware of or that are disclosed in these sources. You never really know sometimes.
Guinea pigs accidentally being stepped on.
Yeah, thrown.
Thrown.
But, you know, the dog research,
yeah.
We talked about having a service dog at school for these kids, less anxious.
They're able to breathe better, right.
Yeah, so that's
similar.
So it's just expanding.
Right.
And I guess as the, as we need, obviously the number of people who are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder is increasing, and it's a huge percentage of our everyday kids, and we're learning more and more about it. So,
you know, it's just another section of service dogs, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
We know this whole companion, this whole service thing is abused somewhat, but this seems to be legitimate to me.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll tell you a little story. I was at the hospital, as you know, last week visiting a friend, and there was one of those dogs that are taken around to the hospital beds to make the patients feel more comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Well, I actually called that dog a service dog, and his guardian corrected me quickly. It's not. It's a therapy dog.
Oh.
Don't call it a service dog. Mm. Call him a therapy dog. So are these therapy guinea pigs or service guinea pigs?
Are they – it's – okay. Wow. Holy cow. Well, I'll get back to you on that one. You know, the horse meat in the beef, in the hamburger supply in Europe controversy.
Yes, I know the controversy well.
And it's just been very fascinating to watch. In Britain, the frozen burger sales have plunged 43%, and frozen ready meals have dropped 13%.
Wow.
Some of the decline is just because the supply has lessened, because a lot of the product is being taken off the market. But another element is that some consumers just are not willing to buy the product anymore. So,
you know, you posted this on Facebook,
yeah,
didn't you? I read it, and you asked some very interesting questions. Repeat those questions.
I just wanted to know, you know, what people thought, generally, whether it bothered my sort of cross-section of contacts on Facebook, who are mostly carnivores, some vegetarian vegans in there, some animal rights people, but mostly general, you know, cross-section. And that gave a variety of comments back, including truth in advertising concerns, or it wouldn't bother me, or we used to eat horse in the neighborhood, or the butcher went to prison for selling horse instead of beef, that kind of stuff.
But
no one really gave me the answer that I was wishing for,
which is
that, oh, thinking about eating horse is sort of repulsive to me. I don't like that. And yet I'm comfortable eating beef. Why does the horse bother me and the beef doesn't? Right?
Well, because it's getting more and more towards a domesticated animal, someone's pet, you know.
Why does that bother me? Maybe I should look at the cow in a different way.
That's right.
More like I look at the horse.
Very good.
Well, that didn't happen spontaneously. I'm just dreaming again, I guess.
And what if you change that question, instead of horse, make it dog or cat? What if it was 1% dog or cat in their meat that they buy? Would that bother them?
Yeah, that would make their heads explode, I think. Or, you know, it's just, I don't know. I was hoping to get more traction out of that, but you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
And then finally, if you're going to have a pet in Sacramento, they are clamping down on registering these animals. They are way behind the national average of 30% in terms of registering. Only 17% of the dogs and 4% of the cats in Sacramento are registered. So right now, you're going to get a ticket if they find you.
Wow.
So watch out.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.